Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 223 of Heroes Unlimited, and it is an exciting day. We are entering into the super abilities section, and in a larger sense, we're moving beyond power categories now into a big old chunk of the book that is going to describe superpowers, psionic abilities, magical spells. This is where we pay off the promise of all these power categories that told us we were going to be able to do fantastical things, comic booky feats of crime fighting and cosmic power. Now is the time when those are actually described. It's also an exciting time because this is where we're going to, for the most part, wrap up Borgen. We're going to have some business to take care of with equipment for her maybe a little bit later, probably little to no additional equipment since she is an alien. So really, the one remaining burning question is, what are her powers? What makes her a superhero, other than being an adorable pug girl from the stars? But that's all coming later when we actually get to those tables. For now, you know, it's time to take a step back, take care of some foundational business for the reader of Heroes Unlimited, and ask, what is a superpower? Now, I'm not sure how you get to page 223 of a superhero role-playing game without having a concept of what superpowers are. But if you have somehow lost your way, if, for example, this book fell on you while you were looking for your contacts on the floor of a game store and you bumped into a shelf, a scenario like that, then this page has got you covered because it is going to tell you not exactly what superpowers are, but many other tangential, confusing, and mostly wrong facts about other things. Most of this page is actually taken up by an illustration of a sort of devil-themed, grimacy-looking superhero phasing his way through a wall. There's like some kind of a band poster behind him, and that picture's fine. We don't really need to discuss it. As a result, there's little text on this page, so I'm just going to go through it with a critical eye, you know, using my writing consultant skills that I honed at university, asking about audience. This is for the player of Heroes Unlimited, who, let's say, is deciding what kind of character to make, or maybe has already rolled a character who gets superpowers, and wants to know, hey, I was raised by the Amish and never heard of a comic book until I lost my Amish contact lenses in this game store. What is a superhero? How helpful would this page be to that audience? Here's some highlights from the aimless spray of words on this page. Quote, unlike magic, which is a learned skill in channeling a powerful force, not necessarily, super abilities come from within the person and are as natural to the super being as seeing, hearing, and speaking is to us. This is, of course, not true. Many character classes have superpowers that they acquired through training. For example, the strength of the physical training character or the imperviousness to flame of the ancient master. So already, first paragraph, what are superpowers? Wrong, wrong, wrong. Now we go to our first heading under the super abilities section. Who has super abilities? As it turns out, quote, super abilities manifest themselves in several ways. The most common is exposure to an outside stimulus that triggers a reaction and change in the human body. In short, mutation. Okay, so it's this shit again. Having tried and failed for the entire duration of the mutant section of this book to explain what a mutant and what a mutation is, the author has taken a second pass here in the super abilities section. Already, sentence one, the author has forgotten what this section is supposed to be about, and is back on to trying to describe what a mutant is. This time, his attempt is that exposure to an outside stimulus that triggers a reaction in the human body is mutation. It's like how when you fall and break your leg, that's a mutation. Or when you get a tattoo, that's a mutation. Quote, this exposure can be accidental or purposely induced, experimentation and deliberate genetic manipulation. But the results are the same. An ordinary human is transformed into something more than human, at least when it comes to raw power. Mutants, and mutants here is in italics, but don't let that fool you into thinking it has a particular meaning. As always, it is an undefined term. Mutants can also be the result of random genetic mutation, natural selection gone wild. All right. So first of all, we've now narrowed down the meaning of mutant to anyone whose body is altered congenitally or due to outside forces. And number two, we've identified a subclass of mutants, which are those who underwent random genetic mutation. Which is, of course, an instance of natural selection, except that this is completely wrong. All of this is wrong. Random genetic mutation is not the same as natural selection. A change in the body due to outside stimulus is not necessarily a mutation. We get some elaboration on this, fortunately. Quote, in this case, i.e. the case of natural selection, i.e. a random genetic mutation, the character has probably grown up thinking he or she was an ordinary human, but at a particular time in their life, typically in the teen years or as a response to trauma or crisis, boom, they do the impossible. So in case you are unclear on what natural selection is, natural selection is the force that causes random genetic mutations that then manifest at random in one's teenage years. We're really getting a biology lesson here. All of this is wrong, of course, but saving grace, it also has nothing to do with the topic at hand. So it is not materially wrong. It's like perjury. It's like you can lie all you want as long as you're not talking about the topic at hand. You know, did you direct your subordinates to obstruct justice? Senator talks to his lawyer for a moment. Well, I'd just like to comment that the Earth is a flat disk and the moon landing was a fictional teleplay starring James Stewart. You're fucking bulletproof if you say that shit. Hot legal tip. It's not perjury if you're just rambling absolute nonsense. And so the text goes on. What are we even talking about? What is this paragraph about? Apparently, it's about what constitutes a mutant. Quote, this kind of superability manifestation is most common in alien races that have evolved with strange genetic structures, but a number of humans also spontaneously manifest powers in this way. Alien is italicized so that we make sure, you know, we want the reader to come away from this with a really strong sense, okay, there's mutants who are anybody, and then aliens who are aliens, but also commonly are mutants, but could be whatever. Remember, the words in italics, note them down. They don't have definitions, but they are important. Anyway, the material, like the thrust of this sentence is, the kind of mutation where you just randomly develop powers is most common in aliens, but also happens in humans, which incidentally is not true. There is a random table for determining whether aliens are mutants, and a random table for determining whether humans are mutants, and there's an equal chance, 10% in both cases. So, again, this sentence, both irrelevant and false. All right, get ready. In the real world, now we're talking about the real world. Tread lightly, author. I know that you won't. In the real world, most mutants are deformed, crippled, or so different that they cannot survive. Most die. False. Very heartless. A terrible way to refer to real human beings. And yet, also completely irrelevant to the question of who has super abilities. So, never let it be said that the author of Heroes Unlimited maintained a train of thought for even 1 second. Quote, in the fantasy world of Heroes Unlimited, mutants are normal men, women, and sometimes animals that undergo a beneficial and astonishing transformation. They remain fundamentally human in many respects. They catch colds, can have children, and are often driven by their emotions, desires, and fears, but part of them is forever changed. So we've got another paragraph specifically about mutants here. I don't know why. I mean, it goes without saying that a mutant animal, first of all, is not really like the kind of superpowered mutant being described here, and secondly, is not fundamentally human as described here. And many superheroes, in fact, have abilities in alternate forms such that they don't catch colds or have children or whatever. All, you know, false, irrelevant, and that's it. That's the whole page. It's hard to identify a dumbest thing here because these words are not about what they purport to be about. I can't, in fact, discern any point to any of the false statements here. This reads very much as though it is a child's book report on a book that he has not read. And so he just came up with like a topic that seemed like what I learned from Heroes Unlimited. Well, I would have learned who has superpowers. So my speech today is who has superpowers. And then he's so nervous that he immediately starts talking about something else. This is that, except written by an adult and published. And about his own book. don't forget that. It is a failed book report about the book he wrote in that book. And he still couldn't remember what the fuck he was supposed to be talking about or what's going on. Anyway, you know, what did we learn today? We learned that a mutant is anybody whose body has changed for any reason. A mutant may be an alien. Aliens are often mutants, more often than humans. That turns out not to be true. Most mutants in real life die, also not true. Animals are fundamentally human. Up is down, right is wrong. The words in this book have no meaning. This game is unplayable. The author can't remember what we're doing here. I can't remember what we're doing here. Is this a real podcast, or have I had a total mental breakdown and I am sitting in front of a hairbrush in a microphone stand talking to no one? Who knows, and ultimately, who cares? Because by next episode, the author will have run out of rambling bullshit about superpowers, and we'll move on to something like actual rules content, and we get to start talking about superpowers for real on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.